In the small city of Cochabamba in Bolivia, a woman named Catalina Rivas, once an ordinary housewife, was chosen for an extraordinary mission. Despite a limited education, she began receiving mystical experiences and dictations from Jesus, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and even the angels and saints. These messages, later approved for dissemination by a bishop, would touch hearts around the world, calling Catholics back to reverence for the Holy Eucharist. Catalina confessed that before her conversion, she had lived far from God. But in 1993, after a profound encounter with the divine, her life changed forever. Jesus revealed to her the hidden mysteries of the Mass, the power of confession, and above all, the infinite gift of His presence in the Eucharist. In one of her most powerful writings, The Holy Mass, Catalina described how, during the consecration, she saw angels bowing before the altar, adoring Jesus truly present. She realized that every Holy Mass is heaven itself, descending to earth. But the Lord also showed her the pain He suffers when He is received without faith or carelessly in the hand. Catalina testified that Jesus told her, "When you receive me on the tongue with love and humility, I myself delight to dwell within you. But when you treat me as ordinary bread, my heart grieves, for I am the living God." To those who receive Holy Communion worthily, on the tongue, with faith and reverence, Jesus gave these promises through Catalina's revelations. 1. Special brightness in heaven. The soul who honors Jesus in this way will shine like a star in His kingdom, for they defended His dignity on earth. Strength against temptation. Jesus promises to strengthen their souls in the hour of trial and guard them against the attacks of the enemy. 3. Consolation to the heart of Jesus. Every act of reverent communion consoles Jesus' heart, which is pierced daily by indifference and sacrilege. 4. Perseverance in faith. Jesus will grant them perseverance in their vocation, their purity, and their faith until the end of their lives. 5. Reparation for sins. Their reverence will repair for the many offenses committed against the sacrament of love. Mary, the mother of the Eucharist, also spoke to Catalina, saying that each time one of her children receives a son worthily and with devotion, a ray of light descends upon the world. You do not see the power of this act, but heaven sees it, and the earth is renewed by it. Catalina often saw what most of us cannot, the angels kneeling before the Lord at the moment of communion, and the radiance that covered a soul who received Jesus with humility. But she also witnessed darkness around those who approached carelessly, without confession, or without faith. Through her, Jesus reminds us that communion is not a mere ritual, but a holy encounter with the living God. Catalina Rivas wrote that at the moment, she felt the beating of Jesus' heart in her chest. Jesus told Catalina, "Receive me with love, for I am the same who died for you on the cross." Each communion is a renewal of Calvary. Today, the story of Catalina Rivas invites us to return to reverence, humility, and awe before the Blessed Sacrament. For the Lord still waits for us at every Mass, ready to pour out His graces upon those who welcome Him with love.